Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Cleveland.
When you get to get that running game going in a game, I know you're not counting the yards that's happening, but I mean, as an offensive line, do you kind of feel kind of the taking over in a game like that when those rushing yards keep piling up?
Yeah, I think as an O lineman, that's your dream to get the run game going. You know, certainly every game we're trying to, you know, be effective in the run game because that opens up a lot of other things. But you know, especially talking about last game, it was kind of slow early. Just stay with it, stay at it, and running back started hitting those holes, and saw things start to get moving.
I mean, we keep seeing different elements. How much room do you think this offense still has to grow?
Yeah, a lot. There's still a lot of things each and every game on tape that, we can improve on. And certainly just being at almost to the halfway point, we're doing a lot of good things, but also things that we need to get better at. I think we got a good group of guys that know that and want to improve, aren't content with where we're at right now. So it's always good when you have a good group of guys like that. Yeah, John's been awesome. He's definitely deserved that starting job. Just coming in here every day, working his tail off. And just the thing with him, just gaining confidence each and every week. He practices hard, goes out there and performs on game day. So, when you're looking at teammates, that's what you want out of your teammate.
Tyler, you got a lot of kind of national love for that play on the 60-yard run by Keaton Mitchell. Take out one guy, run downfield, take out two more guys, 25 yards downfield. What's your mentality on that play where you look ahead of you, the run's still going, and you're trying to get downfield on that play?
Yeah, just trying to be explosive, trying to make those explosive plays happening. If you look on the tape and on the film, everyone's doing their job. Everyone's, finding someone to block. I'm just trying to do my part, and so are other 10 guys on the team.
Tyler, when you talk about being explosive, a lot of the time when that's mentioned, it's about the position, skill players, wide receiver, running backs. Does that also go to the offensive line that you guys also want to be explosive?
Yeah, for sure. We got to block the guys in front of us. And then block guys in front of us, work to the next level, and then, we have, awesome skill position guys here that can make a lot of things happen. So we do our job. They do their jobs. A lot of good things can happen.
Tyler, you're in the middle of a three-game home stretch here. How beneficial is it to be playing at home in front of the crowd?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Our fans, especially, this past last game was awesome. The more fans we can get out there, the better. We really lean on them. And they've been tremendous, and this next two game stretch, we can get more fans out there as well, because when they're rolling, we're rolling, so it's good to have them out there.
It goes without saying how special of a player Myles Garrett is, but knowing that he can move around some, just how much discussion is there among the offensive line with just knowing where he is on every single play?
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that you got to know where he's at. One of the best DNs in the league. One of the best defenders in the league, and the tape speaks for itself. He's a guy that has all the tools, just his size, strength, and speed. It definitely makes it challenging. So, it's someone you definitely have to know who and where he's at. But that starts with the game plan, starts with this week, and just trusting our fundamentals and technique and to get the job done. Yeah, you got to defend his legs, right? He's one of the most electrifying players in the league. But also, he can throw the hell out of the ball. So, he's done a tremendous job. And, like Lamar said, we got a lot of good weapons that can get the ball. But when the times that he needs to run, he can run. When he needs to throw, he can throw.
When you get a new coordinator, people obviously focus on what that means for the quarterback, for the wide receivers, et cetera, et cetera. But how much learning curve would you say there's been for the offensive line with Monken, over the course of this year?
Yeah, I still think, starting having OTAs with Coach Monk was huge. Just getting familiar with, maybe our philosophy and how we want to be as a unit. understanding the communication. And I think he's been tremendous, just trying to get everyone on the same page. And he always preaches over-communicate. You'd rather over-communicate than under-communicate. So, you know, just creating our identity, OTAs into fall camp, you know, finding ourselves has been huge. And then, you know, we're still creating that identity as the season goes, you know, still finding stuff to improve on. But I still think we're doing a lot of good things.
Does your job feel much different under him than it did under Greg, or largely the same?
No, I think, you know, it's about the same. Also, too, you know, it's just at the end of the day, wherever you go, you know, communication has to be important for the line position. So as long as everyone's on the same page, you know, five guys doing the same thing, you know, including tight ends and quarterback knows what's going on, you put yourself in a successful situation.
Hey, Justin Matabike is having a great year on the D-line. What have you seen from him in practice? And have you guys ever gone at it full speed?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, Beeks was a problem in camp, OTAs. He's been a problem for us O-line for a while now. So we've all seen the issues that he's caused, the havoc that he's caused in games, and we've gone against that in practice. So what he's doing right now, it's not a surprise to any of us because that's just the type of player he is. I mean, shoot, you watch him in practice, he's going the same speed. So, you know, credit to him, and that's why he's so successful on Sundays.
How different are they from what you see from typical defense around the NFL?
Yeah, they certainly cause, you know, there's a lot of different fronts that you can see for them. And they come at you in a lot of different ways. And it can be challenging, you know, and it helps us. You know, when we see that in OTA, you see that in fall camp. So, and I'm not sure if there's other defense around the league that shows multiple looks like they do. So it definitely helps us get ready for the season. And it can be challenging for offenses to prepare for.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Thank you.